I was just speaking about what he was reading here, about love. Love is a question of concern, the heart, not the head. Intellectuals are not necessarily endowed with love. They were just discriminating from one thing to the other. So God is love, and love is God, and our souls have the same essence as that of God. And the way back to God is also through love. We say prayers. Prayers in full love, devotion, perform with that, these things, they'll bear fruit. Natural judgment, single-minded attention. The one who has love in his heart is always thinking of whom he loves. Naturally, whoever you just remember in your heart, there will be reaction in that heart too. Like wildest that you are feeling at you. One chick put one chick here to the other, so he sounds there. So one thing how to develop love is to constant love of God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. And the other thing is, have the company of those who are overflowing with love. And who is that? They are called saints. We are also overflowing with love. For whom? With the self, with the children, with the environment, with those who are attached. So our love is distributed in so many places. And saints' love is only for one. So by radiation also, by coming close to him, you get some infection of love, you might say, some rays. And also if you give to something, higher quantity within you, what to speak of that. So how to develop love? There are two ways. One, constant remembrance with all thy heart, with all thy soul. And the other, by coming in contact with those who are really overflowing with the love of God. So when there's love, you see, the outward expression naturally follow sweet tongue imbued with humility. Mithatani minankat gunchaniya tat. That is what Guru Nanak says. So that's the panacea for all ills, whether worldly or spiritual. This love is not sold at any shop, you see, not grown in any field. It comes, it is within you already, but that is distributed unless that is riveted to one ideal. There can be no peace or bliss. One who loves somebody is sitting thousands of people in directing attention to him. While sitting thousands, he's white, what to say, he's out of humor, not there. So we have to do it love in two ways, by constant remembrance and in coming in contact with those who are also in love. Is a toxic. For want of that, there's trouble everywhere, at home, in all regions, or social circles, or the country. So that is why it said God is love and love is God. All these practices we do, you see, rituals and other things we perform, you see, prayers we perform, some outward rites. If they are performed with love, they give some fruit. Otherwise, it is a mechanic uttering, you go on doing, that will give you little or nothing. So love is the biggest. man can only be called man if he is overflowing with love for God and for the sake of God with all other creations, because he resides in every heart, in the controlling power, all through universe. So this we have to dwell, and that's the only two ways how to dwell with love. तो प्रेम सबसे बड़ी बरकत है भाई, इसको बढ़ाओ। किसके साथ प्रेम का खासा कहीं ना कहीं लगा रहेगा। हमने लगा लिया दुनिया से, उसका नाम मोह पड़ गया। बार बार दुनिया में आ रहे हैं। इस आत्मा का प्यार लगना था परमात्मा से, लग गया दुनिया में, इसे दुखी हो रहे हैं। अगर उसके साथ लग जाए मरकर कहां जाएंगे, उसकी गोद में जाएंगे। So we have got this love innate in our souls. Love of our soul, it's a conscious entity, must be with all consciousness in God. Our love is now given to all our outward environments, resulted we come again and again in contact with those whom we are attached by heart. If we just develop love with God, naturally we'll go where? To His feet. So love is everything. If we direct, we have to change the direction of our love. From outside to God, which is within you already. The contact which is given by Master, once you have got some contact, put in daily time in coming contact with that, that will you oh that because that is all love, and you come in contact with that, your soul will overflow with love. In the ocean of love, of soul is the top of the ocean of all consciousness. When drop comes in contact with all love, naturally that overflows. So that's the most natural way. It can be dwelt when some, as I told you, one perfume seller, you go to him, you have perfume, you have not to pay anything for that, but if he gives you one file of scent, that's something else. So if those who are flowing with love, they give you contact with you, with the all-pervading God, which, then naturally your soul will further overflow with love. And that is, for that there are only two things. One, constant remembrance, sweet remembrance imbued with humility, and the society of those who are overflowing with the love of God for all creation. This can be had even by living closer to Him, or by radiation while thousands of miles away. Kabir says, the Master is that you are on the other side of the world, and the disciple is this side of the world, that is directed attention towards that. If radio and television can give you a vision of the man speaking and also what he speaks, well, why can't the Shabda manifest any work and work? So that is highest religion is love. To dwell that, we are doing all these things. So this is what is wanted. So nazdeek rehkar bhi pyar dwell ho sakta hai, dur rehkar bhi ho sakta hai. Kinka jo receptive hai. Those who are receptive, they can derive full benefit while living, while close and even while living thousands of miles away by directing their attention, like radio and television. So Swami Sir said, dil ke raah ke band na kar, direct your attention. Just like it is a worldly example, one will be taught with somebody, then she is always thinking of the one with whom she has been withdrawn, then naturally that girl's love. So work like that, that you are withdrawn with God. You see? Within you, your soul is withdrawn with the God within you. Always think of that, while remaining here, anywhere, and everywhere. That will be, I mean, dwell, your direction is me. When you think you are somebody, always, sweet love is residing in your heart, you see. Then that's your reaction will be there. So be in the world, get out of it, and for that you can dwell that. Only when you just follow this principle. So, प्यार बड़ी चीज है भाई, प्यार को बढ़ाओ, नजदीक रहकर भी दूर रहकर भी. सिर्फ टेंशन हुए, पास रहने वाले टेंशन नहीं करेंगे, उनसे पूरा फायदा नहीं उठाते, दूर रहने उठा जाते. हमारे दूर घुमाया करते थे कि जब कीचड़ होता है ना, वो थनों पर रहकर खून पीता रहता है और दूर से गाय का बछड़ा आता है, दूध पीकर चला जाता है. Love, which is already innate in your soul. Love is no attachment, my friend. It is charity. That's well said.